producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Clinton proposes a tax credit for taking care of family members. And in the meantime, Donald Trump is focused on winning an election. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start with a light note. Just to mix things up, turn the pyramid upside down. Yeah, let's do that. Quickly, I will tell you, the Patriots are a perfect 10-0. Do you love to hate the Patriots or love you some Patriots? Well, they're first in the AFC East. Why I'm bringing this up is because they have a chance at a perfect season again after beating the Bills on Monday night, 2013. So it wasn't thrilling, but they still hung on. If they're perfect, remember what happened in the last perfect season. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Could be another one of those kind of years, despite the fact that they're suffering through some really key injuries. Would you say the people in Paris are suffering? Oh, I would. Imagine living there in the walking history book. Paris is beautiful. France is beautiful. All that history, thousands of years, compared to the youthfulness of the United States. Even if you go to some of our older cities, like the one I grew up in, Philadelphia, and you walk on the cobblestone streets, stare at the Liberty Bell, pass Ben Franklin's grave, stop by old Betsy Ross's house to see the original flag, it's cool. It's old. But it's nowhere near as old as the treasures and the feeling you get when you walk through the streets of Paris. But that was destroyed less than 2 weeks ago, thanks to some ISIS-claimed bombers who took their lives and took others with them in a very sick, twisted, and just damn depressing way. So, the mastermind is elusive, has slipped through the fingers in Brussels of the authorities. The Belgian Prime Minister announced that subways and schools and everything that was shut down because of the terror effect would be reopened. 21 people were arrested. So while we're thinking about football on Turkey Day and eating with family and friends, the people in Paris, they're a little on edge. Especially because there's a new development. The elusive mastermind, supposed mastermind, has not only wiggled away, and who knows what else is planned, but they found a suicide vest in Paris, just raising a potential link to the suspect. Did he chicken out? Throw the vest down and run? Did it not detonate, so he threw it off? Or was there some other reason that led to this vest among the debris? They find an explosive vest in Paris. Had to make a few people a little bit nervous. This was a street cleaner. Very similar to the ones used in the attacks near the place where a suspect's mobile phone had been found. Did he abort the mission for whatever reason? Was he afraid? Maybe a combination of all of those things. So while they're trying to hunt down Abdus Salam, they're looking at the borders and crossing into Belgium. They're looking at other possibilities. Brussels stays on the highest alert level. The rest of the country, the second highest level. Unless they have a significant breakthrough, they're keeping it the same as it is. So now you have this high-level alert. Schools are going to reopen on Wednesday. Subway system starting to operate because they got to figure it out. How do you live in fear? You can't. Because there's no way to guarantee everyone's safety. There's no way to say if you do this, you're going to be 100% safe. There's not. Remember those people trapped in the Bataclan concert hall where they just opened fire and killed every single person? Heartbreaking. Francois Hollande visiting the President of the United States on Tuesday. What will the message be? Help us? Call it what it is? Jihadist? Jihad? Created by people who are desperate for attention? Doesn't matter, but needs to be claimed, I think, and that's the biggest problem. Needs to be claimed. Hillary Clinton is proposing a new tax break for people caring for aging parents. That's becoming a more familiar scenario in grandparents. She says they should get $6,000. Because we know the number of people needing care is really growing. From 12 million to 27 million by 2050. Phew, that's a big jump. People are desperately using up any day in any way they can to provide that necessary care. It's really tough. So a $6,000 tax credit would be good, but at what cost? Who's paying for it? The campaign is saying that the plan would cost $10 billion over 10 years. Those numbers always seem like they're fudged to me. $10 billion. It's part of a series of tax cuts, by the way, that Hillary Clinton is going to roll out in the next couple of weeks. In Memphis, heading into the weekend, she talked about a different kind of tax credit. Remember, $5,000 for families, $2,500 for individuals. Americans with out-of-pocket health care expenses exceeding 5% of their income eligible for a credit. Bernie Sanders' campaign says his single-payer health system would give taxpayers money in the long run because it would eliminate wasteful spending. I don't know. Would you eliminate wasteful spending? If I'm put on the spot and I'm asked what I would do, I would say yes, of course. If you asked me, could I put the brakes on it? But then when you think about how to pay for it, boo! That would make me a little nervous because there's been too many of those scenarios. We'll figure out a way to pay for it. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What can I do, baby? Get in the insurance game. What can I do, baby?
Are you confused or you're tired of trying to figure it out? Oh, I feel you, America. We're talking about health insurance, of course, and this is this open enrollment period. It's the season to figure it all out. And things have really changed for millions of Americans since the Affordable Care Act. A lot of people, and I get these emails, I can feel the heat coming through the emails, are furious still over what's happened. They have larger co-pays, they have high deductibles, often not even wanting to go to the doctor, just trying to suffer through something because they're afraid of what is going to be the out-of-pocket cost. Oh, it's awful. So, to sort some of this out with us, Danny O'Connell joins us, health insurance expert. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you, Kate.
So, you know what? Your phones must be ringing off the hook, I bet, and it's not to say Merry Christmas. It's to say, help me!
You know, I feel like I should start billing as part of a therapy group or a therapist. It's right. And the challenging part is every year this changes. And when you think, well, I found something, this works for me, and then lo and behold, you know, 10 months later, it's time to go through the process again, only to find out that all of your options are now completely different.
Yeah. So what should somebody do that's getting into this process and trying to figure out what's the right way to go? They're confused. They keep hearing, well, this insurance is cheaper, it's better, it goes further. And that's not often true. I think that's part of the problem.
Right. So number one, the first thing I would do is speak with your doctors and see what individual networks they are in, because unfortunately, the individual networks change almost every year. And really, that's going to be one of the major differences or a key difference between a plan offered through your employer or you going out and getting it on your own. It could be the exact same insurance company, but completely different network. So you want to go out and ask, are you taking these individual plans? What networks are you contracted with? I'd say that's step number one.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is really look at, okay, what type of a utilizer am I? Am I a person that, you know, I just kind of get seasonal sinus infections and I go to the doctor every now and then? Or am I somebody that's living with a chronic health condition? I'm on regular name brand medications. I need to see a specialist on a regular basis. Either way, I would say to expect to pay more when you're going and seeing a provider and being treated. So that would be the next thing. Just brace yourself, or it may cost you a little bit more, and each year it may cost you a little bit more to get treated. So those are two major things to be aware of.
Ooh. Okay, so the pay more scenario. Somebody told me the other day, you know what you can do? You can get a plan that's decent, and I love what you say. You absolutely call your doctor and find that out. Just don't play Russian roulette. But then you can also get the supplemental thing. There's supplemental insurance to cover you if something happens, something catastrophic or whatever it might be. That'll be a crazy number you would have to come up with, and there are a lot of insurance companies that offer that.
Yeah, some of the carriers offer like a rider or additional coverage in case of like a cancer or, you know, an accident that you can add onto the policy. And it's just kind of doing the math on those. I'm a big advocate of looking at disability and kind of like a critical illness policy and having your own. And a good critical illness policy is one that you can just buy direct from an insurance company. It's aside typically from your health insurance. But now you are starting to see health insurance companies offer the more limited ones. But the good thing about the critical illness policy is if you get diagnosed with something, it'll pay you lump sum, typically cash, for the diagnosis. And then you can go and see and get treated by whomever you want to, have experimental things, you know, covered, and have the money to be able to use that as you want.
Yeah, and usually that's relatively affordable, right?
It can be, absolutely, just depending on what level, you know, of coverage you want, age, covering the family, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think part of this is you just have to have, Danny, something that a lot of us don't have. It's patience. It's kind of like doing your taxes. You just have to take the day, take the days, and figure it out, do the math, like you said. Do you find when you get phone calls, I mean, people just want coverage because they're used to, especially depending on their work situation, being covered by work, and when all of a sudden they're catapulted into a different arena, it's uncomfortable, isn't it?
It is, and I would say definitely go work with an individual local in your area. Mm-hmm. There's a really good resource, one of our national associations. It's called NAHU, and their website is nahu.org, N-A-H-U.org. And you can look up in your area different agents that are registered with them, and they're going to be very good professional agents. There's typically no cost to work with them. They can help you navigate the plans. There's no difference in cost with a plan of working with an agent than going direct and going through healthcare.gov. And they can really help you identify some key things that you need to be aware of and help you get that issued.
Okay, so we're in the open enrollment season. How long does this continue?
Yeah, so for this year, it's through January 31st. They can always extend it at the last minute. The first year, it was like a six-month period. Last year, they really didn't do that. And it's important for people to understand and your listeners to understand that basically now is your time to buy coverage for next year. So if you wait until March, unless if you have a life-changing event, you can't call up and say, I need insurance now. It's January 31st, and that coverage will go into effect February 1st, and then that's pretty much it for the year.
Right, and so if you miss it, you're stuck. Yeah, I guess you can get catastrophic.
You're pretty well stuck, and you're facing a penalty from the IRS usually. And next year it goes up again.
Ooh.
And that's another frustrating part about this is, you know, people did their taxes this year. They paid the penalty, and they're like, all right, well, it's cheaper than getting insurance. That's true. But then this year for 2015, the penalty is actually double what it was last year. But you don't find that out until typically April, and the marketplace is closed. And so now somebody thinks that they paid one thing, and then next year in April of this coming year, they're going to find out their penalty was double what it was.
Wow.
And then it goes up and up.
And everybody's different economically, and how many children you have, what size your family is, all that kind of stuff obviously plays into this if you're not doing it through an employer. What about for low-income Americans? What about those people? Are there still subsidies, breaks? Because there was confusion over that.
There are, and you have to be careful kind of where your income is. It really dictates where you purchase. So there is the Medicaid market for the lower income people, and that's normally an individual making under $17,000 a year. And then when you go to healthcare.gov to estimate that subsidy, it'll tell you if your income needs to kick you back to the Medicaid program through the state or if you're eligible for a subsidy through the federal government. And this year I went through and I started kind of playing with it, and for me, I was putting in different income amounts, and the subsidy calculator through healthcare.gov was not working for a period of time. It's supposed to tell you at 46,000 or below, you start getting this kind of sliding scale. Mine, I couldn't get a subsidy until I was showing $33,000 of income, and it gave me a subsidy of $8 a month. And then the other part, too, that you got to be careful of, Kate, is when you give that, that's an estimate on based on what you think your income is going to be the next year.
Yeah.
So you actually get the option to say, give me all of it, part of it, or none of it. And the first full year that we went through this, 50% of the people who got subsidies actually owed money back to the IRS.
Oh, that would be awful. And see, here's the interesting thing, and you know this, Danny, and we're speaking with Danny O'Connell, health insurance expert. A lot of times when you have entrepreneurs, and we have a country filled with more and more entrepreneurs, and you know how that is. One year you could be killing it, and then maybe you have kind of a down year. So it's hard to estimate, I think, with some small businesses, depending on how they pay themselves and what they do. I think that becomes pretty tricky.
It definitely is. It's a frustration, and you've got business owners that don't show any income and take it out at the end of the year and a lot of different things. So from the calculation, the penalty calculation, the other part is it's the modified adjusted gross household income. So it takes into account everything, alimony, child support. Anything that is producing income to you is thrown into that number.
So here's a question for you. Since you've been in this business for a while, and you now you've seen what's happened with this flip with the affordable health care, is it just the way it was implemented, like we'll throw this out here and then we'll worry about what's not working? How confusing is it from your side of it? I guarantee you've had to scramble and change some of your knowledge base.
Absolutely. And when the bill was passed, I think the intent was good, but the failure was in the execution and the people who were actually putting this together. And so much of it, the language in the bill says subject to the discretion of the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services. So it means that one person controls our health care, and they can make decisions one way or the other. I know a lot of people talk about President Obama extending and delaying and do these different things, but really that secretary at a whim can make any type of change. So at the beginning, we were seeing changes under Sebelius almost weekly, and now you're kind of seeing, okay, monthly type of thing. And I still have employers asking me, as of this weekend, is this going to get delayed? Because you have business owners that have never offered coverage that are now, do I pay the penalty or do I offer coverage?
Yeah,
and absolutely. And we've been very successful in working with our clients and finding an affordable solution relative to the market that can beat the penalty and still add value to your employees so you're not just throwing your money away.
Yeah, no kidding. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you in the great state of Texas, how do they do that?
Yeah, so they can call us from anywhere. We do business all across the U.S., but our number is 214-750-7557. Again, that's 214-750-7557.
Yeah, great information. I hope everybody was taking notes. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you so much, Kate.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child.
I knew those turkeys were going to go crazy in the studio. Have you picked out your turkey yet? Maybe you're not having turkey. Maybe you're, in fact, doing something else for Thanksgiving. How do you cook your turkey? Oh, I think it's the best. I gotta say, I'm serious. To me, there's nothing better than turkey trimmings, the whole thing. It's like that old question that people ask, you know, that gloomy question. If it was your last meal, what would it be? If it was my last meal, this is the one it would be. It would be turkey, gravy, stuffing. Made the traditional way, as I've already said before. I hope you get the chance to enjoy the same thing wherever you are in life. Wherever you find yourself, hanging out with friends, family, or maybe just by yourself. There are plenty of places to grab some great grub. Patrick, I think you have a ginormous family, don't you? Don't you take up half of Minneapolis?
Maybe not that big, but it's definitely a big family.
So do you have to get out the extra tables and put in the middle of the table, what they call the leafs? You have to put those in, and you have to bring the kids' tables out, the card tables. What do you have to do?
Yep, the whole nine yards, borrow card tables from the neighbors, you know, the whole thing, lawn chairs, whatever you need.
Isn't that the coolest part, though, that you have so many people coming that it doesn't matter if you have mismatched things or not enough seats, you find out, you just figure it out?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the main part is just that you're all together, so you're not really bothered by what you're sitting at.
But here's the important part, because there are so many people coming to your celebration, and like so many others, it depends on the size of the turkey whether you're going to get leftovers or not.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Depends on where you are in the line and how generous you are.
That's right. Because the next day, I think after you go through the turkey, the best thing is the next day when you can make a turkey sandwich.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I love it. What would your last meal be? Would your last meal be like a giant cheeseburger and fries? Would it be turkey? Would it be filet mignon? What would it be?
You know, I like your answer with the... I would say Thanksgiving dinner would probably be my ideal last meal, or anything with sweet potatoes.
Oh, I love sweet potatoes. Oh, I love it. Good deal, Patrick. So, many of you will be doing the same thing, sitting on a lawn chair, sitting on the edge of whatever you have to sit on so you can accommodate everybody else. And the sweet potato thing, I was late to that party. I got to tell you, I came to that deal late because I just used to turn my nose up at the idea of sweet potatoes because I like mashed potatoes so much. It's like, ugh, you're not going to eat any sweet potatoes. But now I like sweet potatoes. I like even sweet potato french fries. I'm sure some of you have had those. And it's great. They're awesome. So wherever I go, I love it when they have the combination where you have mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. Some of you might be getting up early, watching the parade out of New York City. Maybe you sleep in a little bit, then you get up, and then you start the whole turkey thing. And, of course, it also depends on if you're a guest or if you have to make the whole thing. It's way different when you got to make the whole thing, make sure the house is clean, do the... ushering people in and out, making hors d'oeuvres, if you do that, whatever it is. But no matter what, I always find, whether I've been a guest somewhere at Thanksgiving, whether it's super familiar people, family, whatever, I can say that honestly, I have never had a bad Thanksgiving. Never. Because people have been so warm and friendly and whatnot, even when I was, you know, crashing someone's party. Because when you do this news talk thing, when you travel around the country, you pick up people along the way, which is a good thing, I have to say, because of the crazy hours. And all of you third shifters understand what I'm talking about, too, because you have kind of the same thing, depending on the days, whether your days off can be still kind of cockamamie, too. And that gives you a whole different perspective on it. Let's put it that way. And certainly let's hope with the State Department's dire warning to American citizens, watch the terror threats, that it's all calm and quiet and nothing happens. It's pretty scary when they found that vest, the street cleaner in Paris. So there was another vest, some other attack, somebody throws the vest down. We don't know the details of what happened, of why the vest was there, but it was very similar to what almost identical to the vests that were worn of the people that blew themselves up and killed people in Paris. So they're still looking for the supposed mastermind guy. Now they have this vest show up, and Francois Hollande has a nightmare on his hands. And the people of Paris are rightfully so concerned about what the future holds in that city and what's happening in Europe. In the meantime, we've stepped up airstrikes. We're looking at, you know, as the Russians exaggerate, because they had to exaggerate this, they said they hit 1,000 ISIS tankers, because the way to take out ISIS, one of the ways, is you can bomb all over the place, but the targeted bombings of their tankers, refineries, all of that, because oil is what is supplying them their blood money. And if they're making the kind of money that we're talking about monthly, then they have plenty of money to spread around, to get the equipment they need, to put people in places where they want them for the best shock value, to figure out where they're kidnapping people or taking people out, just all the horrific things that we've seen from ISIS. Money talks, and the money for the oil and smuggling it into Turkey is a big deal, because this is their number one fundraising opportunity. And to have big checks and to be able to dump that into their reserves, that's the key. That's the key. And if you, you know, if you look at what the U.S. coalition is saying they did, they're saying a couple of days before the Russians said that they hit 1,000 tankers, and then saying they hit 472 targets in 2 days. The U.S. says they hit altogether in the last week 283 tankers, vehicles, whatever, in eastern Syria. And they were oil tanker trucks. So what's the effectiveness of all this? This is what you ask yourself. Is this the way to go? I think it is the way to go. It's the way to take out what's funding a big chunk of their funding. As I said, you know, when you're talking about smuggling in oil to Turkey and then waiting for a $50 million a month bankroll, that's a big deal. Add those $50 million up throughout the course of the year, and that's what has to happen. It's the only way to do this. If you think of ISIS controlling about all of Syria's oil fields, mostly in the east of the country, producing 30,000 barrels a day, one field in Iraq. So they're smuggling the oil to Turkey. They sell it at chopped off prices, and they generate $50 million a month. That's a lot of incentive. It's a lot of incentive. So even if the Russians are exaggerating, keep bombing, take them out. They even dropped leaflets to try to make sure no people were in the area, so they didn't have civilians. They didn't kill civilians. And so far, no reports of that. Speaking of targeting attacks, Republican donors are going after Trump. They're pooling their resources in an effort to get Trump and keep the party's presidential front runner from winning the nomination. This is probably why Donald Trump said, if I have to be independent, I will. The most recent deal is a guerrilla campaign led by a group called Trump Card LLC. And Liz Mayer, who's the former communications official for the Republican National Committee. The Wall Street Journal pointed out this group to me very early today when I read the story, that their goal is to collect money. The goal is to collect money and to go after Trump. So defeat and destroy Trump, who has essentially led the field since he declared that he was running in the summer. Even the Ohio governor, John Kasich, is planning to air attack Trump in New Hampshire, getting some funding, getting the word out. And most of the PACs, and of course, as Trump said, he didn't need the money, are going to Jeb Bush, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and others. Except for one key filthy rich donor. But you know there's limitations on that. Jeffrey Lesage, who said that he wants to help stand up to Donald Trump. That's what he wants to do. That he donated to the pro Kasich group. And so it goes. It seems as though the more they push, the more Trump rises. You can throw in your 2 cents. What do you think? 855-266-5283. Coming to the tail end of this hour of America Tonight, I'll meet you on the flip side.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Yet another year of this show as we close out 2015 and roll into 2016. I was looking at some of the headlines for fun across the country. You know, I started with the New York Times, and then I worked my way west into the south and whatnot. And, of course, most of the conversation still is about, I keep saying it, ISIS and what's going on in France. The chief headline from the Times was, French state of emergency spurs intense police tactics. tactics, which is interesting because right below it, there's another story for the third day. Terror, menacing chills go through Brussels. And of course, that is a horrible thing. People who are not used to the spotlight in a negative way being shown on them and trying to find somebody who could be the mastermind of this horrific thing that happened in France. So all over France, the police have been breaking down doors, is what they're saying. They're doing searches without warrants. They're questioning people, hauling suspects to the stations, putting others under house arrest. And now the steps are perfectly legal under the state of emergency that was decreed by the government after the attacks on November 13th in Paris. French Parliament voted last week to extend the emergency for 3 more months. So that means warrantless searches, interrogations, people under house arrest. Many of the people being swept up have been flagged as potential security threats in the notorious S-files of security services. So the police can pick up and interrogate suspects virtually at will. Boy, that wouldn't fly in the U.S., that's for sure. Concern high, especially in Muslim areas where they're being singled out, that France now runs the risk of tipping in favor of security at the expense of individual freedoms and instigating tension with a Muslim population, the largest, we all know that, right, in Western Europe. They already feel like second-class citizens is what they're saying, and now this makes it that much worse. What a tangled web for the people living in Paris. I mean, just a beautiful place. I just had a friend that got married, went there on a honeymoon, came back at the end of September, beginning of October, and said to me, we stayed just 3 blocks from that concert hall. It's creepy when you think of the timing. Sad for all the people who were killed. Doesn't seem right to say, oh, well, it could have been worse. There was another bomber. There is no, it could have been worse for the people who have lost family members. It's just awful is what it is. So we move from the New York Times to the Chicago Sun Times. And the focus in that paper is all over the map, meaning that you're going to get more color from the Chicago Sun Times. And a lot of the local stories are going to be on top. Like University of Illinois hikes aid drop scores for in-state students. Like headlines that trace back to Chicago much more than nationally. So when I say that, in looking at the headlines, you've got person of interest in Tashawn Lee killing is free on bail. And in Chicago, we know that it's sadly the violence in Chicago has gotten so much worse. It seems like it was getting better and that it turned in a different direction. So it is scary in some of these just great areas. You're seeing that people are afraid. The person of interest in the Lee killing now is free on $1 million bond. Whew. Coming up with $1 million bond is tough. That's a lot of times that's where someone has a house as collateral that they throw out there being convinced that it's going to be okay. We need to take some convincing of that. I think it would. And they're going to continue to pursue that person of interest. Of interest to me is what's going on with Ben Carson. And how long is Ben Carson hanging in the race? Or maybe I'm just flat out wrong about that. And he stays and he sneaks back up on everybody. wouldn't be shocking. How about this? Sleeping after learning. I love these things. Sleeping after learning improves your memory. Does this make you want to just go to sleep after the show wraps? I've been really fascinated by the brain and studying sleep deprivation, what happens when you're not exercising, you're more sedentary. Well, this study is saying you'll sleep better after you learn. And this study is these Brigham and Women's Hospital researchers evaluated people and found that they were substantially better at remembering information like faces and names of people if they were able to get up to 8 hours of sleep afterwards. Oh, how many people don't get 8 hours of sleep? How many people are lucky if they get 4 or 5 hours of sleep? How did they do this? The participants in the survey were shown 20 photos of faces and names from a database of more than 600. They were asked to memorize the info. Then the researchers asked the individuals to identify the people in the photos by name 12 hours later. The confidence level of each response was also evaluated. So the 14 individuals who completed the activity twice, once with an interval of sleep in between and once with regular waking activities in between, the study suggests that participants correctly, ready for this, matched 12% more of the faces and names when they were given the opportunity to sleep for 8 hours. So I think we get it. Do we get it now that we need sleep and we can't take it for granted? And if we can get 8 hours sleep, that would be the best thing possible. Because you can't replace it. It totally makes sense. You know, somebody would say, as I've gotten notes, well, can't you just, we're not like bears. Can't you just kind of hibernate and then come back out? Oh, and that's the problem. There's that old phrase, I think I'll start tomorrow. The I think I'll start tomorrow's eventually wear off. Let's put it that way. Versus the ones that stick around, right? By the way, as our parting shot, the president defying critics on the ISIS attack, insistent in a much different direction. This is why the global warning for U.S. citizens traveling, because of course we can't guarantee anything at this point, because we don't know. We're just hoping that we don't see something awful happen to anyone traveling in or out of the country. Hey, thanks for hanging with us. Patrick E., great job. And I'll see you again on our next show. Don't forget about Nail the Score, second hour, last segment. I'm out.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.